Thursday night, Orly Yudal and Adar Aleph, Toshina and Dalit Purim Cotton, Dvar Halacha and Chaybis Halavas.
So, there's Purim Cotton now. So, there's a Shailan, the Rishonim. The Shailan, the Rishonim, to, if there's a Chiyav or a mitzvah to have Mishteh V'Simcha on Purim Cotton and Shushan Purim Cotton. It's based on the idea that if you learn the Sugya Megillah, it seems that there's good reason for Purim to be celebrated in Adar Rishon, except Mismach Gula Legula Adif, there's an overweighing Svara, but the, maybe the Shefa of the Yom, or the, theoretically at least, it could be, it would be able to be Nechgag in Adar Rishon. It's not off base. It's not like, even though some hold that Adar Rishon is really like, is not Adar, but for the Gemara it's Mashma that is, that, Purim could be celebrated there, but because of Mismach Gula Legula. Anyway, so there's a Shaila with the Mishteh V'Simcha. So it's back and forth, and yes, no. So the Ramah paskins that, the Ramah ends up saying, Yesh Omrim Shechayav, Ve'ein Noag in Kain. The Minig is not like those Shitas, but with, like the Shitas in the Rishonim that say there's none. But Mikol Mokom Yarbek Tzas B'Su'udah. He should do it, he should. It's brought down from Rabbi Chilmi Paris, a Rishon, that he would make a big Suda and invite people over. So, that's the Psak Halacha of the Ramah, that on one hand, Ein Noag in Kain as a Chiyuv, but it's a good idea to be Marbek at Sas. So that really has ramification on Fridays. And if it comes out on a Friday, so you're not supposed to have a big Suda on Friday, unless it's the Mitzvah Hayom. So it's a, I was thinking, what's that's a good Shaila, what's this to be considered? Unless if you have a Bris Milah that comes out on Friday, or you have a Pidyon HaBen that comes out Friday, so then you can make the Suda. Or if Purim comes out on Friday, you can make the Suda. But otherwise, you're not supposed to have a big Suda, even in the morning on a Friday, if it's not the Yom. So here, what do you do with this Suda? So it says, you don't make a big Suda. It's brought down Stamazoi. You don't make a big Suda. We don't do like Rabbi Chilmi Paris. We don't make a big Suda. We make a small Suda. So that's probably okay from the morning. But so you have to know, you have to do it by Shoah Siris. You shouldn't, that's 2:40. If you're going to make a Suda tomorrow, you should do it before 2:40. Because after 2:40, you shouldn't wash al pas stamazoi. It's not, certainly not that much of a chiyuv that would necessitate, making a Suda after Shoah Siris on a Friday. So, the bottom line is that I feel it would be a good shaila if we would do like a Rabbi Chilmi Paris. I think it would be a good shaila if we could do it on a Friday. Since we don't paskin yom chuyiv to, so maybe it shouldn't be done on a Friday. Even if every year, even if every time there's another aleph, you do it. But since it sounds like we don't make a big suda even according to the Yesh Noagim, so we don't do like a Rabbi Chilmi Paris, and it says mar bin ketzas. So that's probably okay on a Friday up till tomorrow would be 2:40 in the afternoon. Okay. Chavis HaLovis, Sharabas Hashem, and he segued into talking about the milos of communing with Hashem at night, and he lists the qualities of doing it at night. It's quiet, your body slows down, you're not so involved in Olam HaZeh, there's not so much hustle and bustle about you, people are not bothering you, people are not talking to you, it's quiet, you're alone, it's very, it's conducive. So he continues on this list. So he says, Umehem, then he says, it's a good time to get together with Hashem. It's like, the atmosphere, the avira, like, let's say, people have sometimes, they're gonna go with their best friends someplace to have a secret hiding place. They have like the clubhouse, the treehouse. They have a place that only they know about, and they get together. Dudu Chavitalova says this. So this is like you're getting together with Hashem, and it's like it's in secret. It's like bedidus. It's his bodidus, bedidus. Bezichron Hashem yismorach v'yisroman v'yisader be'ez bedidus kol yedid be'yedido. This is how people secretly meet. They go at night and they're going around. It's conducive to the atmosphere that it's just you and Hashem. You're being misyached with Hashem. It's just you and Hashem. He's your friend. The Chavizalada says, I'm learning it now. He says the Shar HaBitachon, that even a person that's alone should never feel lonely. You could be alone. That's a description of a matzav. But you shouldn't feel lonely because Hashem is with you and He's your friend and you can talk to Him and pour out your heart to Him and feel close to Him. So he's saying that same thing here, and he's saying the nighttime is more conducive to getting into that mood, because that's when people secretly get together and there's no one else around and they get together. Be'ez b'didus kol yedid b'yedido v'hisyachtus kol ohev v'ahuvo. That's when friends get together, best friends, you secret, you know, it's a night. Ka'omro nafshi v'sicha b'layla, pasuk in Yeshaya, v'omro mishko v'balaylos, b'kashdi eshe ohavo nafshi, that's in Shir HaShirim. Kvar nizkra tfilas, so that's a night. Now, then he says, kvar nizkra tfilas halayla b'sfarenu p'amim rabos. We have in our, he doesn't mean Esav, he means in Tanakh. We have many times, the two psukim he just quoted is that's when lovers get together at night, in secret. Now he says, we find in Tanakh many times, tfilas halayla. Specifically, because that's what you're doing at night. You're talking to Hashem, you're davening. So we find tfilas halayla, mehem maimer achosat zocharti balayla shimcha Hashem, that's in Perek Kuf Yutes, v'omar chatzos layla, kum laudos lochal mishmufei tzidkecha, kidamti baneshe v'ashaveo, kidmu einai ashmuros, yom tzaakti v'alayla negdecha, v'omar kumi roni balayla, v'fein posaganecha, kumi roni balayla l'rosh ashmuros, v'harbe kayotze bo'ele. So, okay. I composed words to say to Hashem when you're misboded with Him, whether it's Divrei Musar or Divrei Shira or Divrei Tishbachos, it's in the back of the Chavis Alvavos. You can find the composition, or the, call it a song, call it a song of Shira to Hashem, or it's Bakoshos, it's very Dohibina songs, until the end of the Chavis Alvavos. I guess most prints have it. Sheish ben achlomus hanefesh v'tochachta v'zeruza v'orarta. It's more of the nefesh. It's very, very inspiring. L'tfila b'loshen ivri. Why does he say that? Because he wrote the Chavis Halavos in Arabic. So he's saying, I composed in loshen ivri these tfilos. Krosiv tochacha v'achreim devorim behirim v'ivris. That's more inspiring. You want to be close to Hashem. It's like words of that's Moshe Chiyu to Hashem. Bachreim divrei behirim bivishen shvach utehila l'shem yisrom v'yisaler bakosha slich utchina b'divrei roch. These two poems or are in the back of the Chayim Zalobos. B'divrei roch hamoramus nefesham. He puts in a plug for them here in the middle, in case you wake up at night and you're like, it's really a pity, because really you're supposed to be able, you should talk, you should have what to say to Hashem. But he says, just in case you don't, so I compose something for you to say. So the two poems are called Tochacha, which is more of a vidui, and you want to be close to Hashem, etc. The other one is more Shvach and Tehila. And he called that Bakosha. Kvatim b'sof sifri zeh. I wrote it at the end of my sefer. L'misharotzo l'ishanin b'hem. Whoever wants to use that, because it's not the nusach atfila of the Anshei Knesset Hagdola. It's like I composed, it's like somebody says I composed a love song, and you can use it here to talk to Hashem with. Bayom of Laila. Then he says how to use it. L'mishikibel l'latzol zos yikabel l'latzol l'omus atachochok shu yoshev. First you should stam say tilim and say shirus v'tishbachos to Hashem. Then you should say this, what he calls tochacha, and then he should say this bakosha, ba'amida, v'shtachavoya, that he should say sitting down, this he should say standing up. He says, listen, if you want to say something else, that's fine. I'm cool with that. Thank you very much. It's okay. I'm giving you permission to daven however you want, whatever you want. But if you really want to get inspired and you're not sure you're feeling your way and you don't know what to say or how to say it and in what order to say it and what to do, so you'll follow what I composed and you'll, it's like singing a song, right? You don't even want to sing to Hashem, but you don't know. So you take a song by Nachman Zeltzer here and you say, wow, now I know what to sing to Hashem. This is a perfect song. Shira Chadosha, Al Shem to Hashem. Good.